Yeah, they weren't any stairs. This was just evidently an attic for ventilation to make the house cooler, I think, because as I said, I never.
And your grandmother's home, did she have a second
floor? Oh,
yeah.
My grandmother's home had a second floor. My grandmother's home, I learned just a few years ago, of course, what used to be a hotel, was a hotel in about 1900. And they put the railroad through here about 1890, I think. And my grandfather was a very up-and-coming young lawyer from a big, big family, Kings. And they had a nice house in what they call now Old Louisville, which is 2 miles north. But when they put the railroad through here, the whole town moved down. And the courthouse, this was the county seat. So, Pop...
That accounts for that road that cuts in from 82?
Right.
That was the old town.
No, the old town is this road here. It goes right out, and there's a cemetery out on the right.
I see.
Yeah. And there was this, I think there was a, in the late 1800s, I think, as much as I can reconstruct, there was almost a boom here, you see. Maybe the railroad. And strange that Aunt Snow, who, you see, was the source of a lot of these, said, I remember her rocking and saying, there were pretty good many Jews that moved here.
Jews?
Yeah. Jews that moved here.
For traders?
Yeah, that they were merchants. So this was evidently thought to maybe be going to be a good, thriving community, because this was the cotton belt down in here. In fact, the railroad was called the cotton belt. And maybe it was a kind of a center. And there was a train that went through, and it went from here to Shreveport. Oh, and there was a train, and somebody mentioned the name of that train. It wasn't called a train, it wasn't called a... It was almost a jitney. Jitney was what they called a taxi, you know. But it went down back and forth from Shreveport for, 25 cents, I think. I don't know how, but...
A very local one.
Yeah, it was a low, it was maybe it had two or three stops, but that was all. From here to Shreveport, which is 70 miles. But Pop bought this hotel to house all his family and all his relatives. And he always had some of the relatives, see, that were down on the lock. You know, it was always Mom's sister, whom I remember was a dour, bitter woman. She was Mom's twin, fraternal twin. But my grandmother was sweet and gracious and nice and gay, and so was Mother. But Aunt Jerusha was the homeless woman I've ever seen, for one thing. And she was just sour, you know. When I knew her, she was a widow, so I thought that accounted for it. That didn't do it. But Pop kept them, took care of them for several years, and put her in business in a hat shop when her husband died. And this dining room was 30 by 35 feet. It's still, and the kitchen was almost that big, and it had, they had a parlor and a hall, the front hall, where most people sat. If they were very, very close friends of Mom's, why, she'd take them into her room, which was her bedroom, with the rocking chairs, and she'd sit in there.
Aunt Snow lived,
in fact, this big old house still belongs to Aunt Snow.
I see.
This was her home where she grew up.
You mentioned